kindergarten daven sech pesach and daven mentes. Begin on menal. Begin to test the master. Begin with the Gemara. Lishvei shvisas rishos, where he is going to make a voluntary resting place. Shes explain what does this actually mean. We said in the Mishnah that it's erev Pesach and he's going to be lishvei shvisas rishos. He remembers there's chametz in the house. He's got to go back right away and do birchot. Now, Pesach Kontrash explains what does this mean. Shaiyoyilch lahachshach ala tchum. He's going to make an erev tchumen to stay by the boundary. Likna shvisas sham to acquire that should be his. A resting place for that Yom Tov, but Leilich Da'ala Lof from the Barashos said he could go 4,000 Amos for something voluntary on Yom Tov itself. It says Tosfos B'Kashya, but that's difficult. Im Kain, if that's the case, Tik Shel Ma'adam Perikwal called Ma'arvin, the Gemara should ask, according to the Ma'adam that's burning there, Nevelan Alf and Alf, did Eim Ma'arvin Al-Var Mitzvah, that we have a Tchumen only for a Mitzvah purpose. Here we see that there's a you can make a Tchumen for a voluntary thing. So rather, Ne'er Le'er Le'Hochim Prusha, the Rishon says this is what it means. Lishba Shvisa Rishon is to go and do a voluntary resting of Yom Tov. It means literally, not to make Erev Tchumen. Shailach, he was on his way to his friend's house, Erev Pesach. Lismaich, Bepesach, Bebezahavik, Rever, to go and spend Yom Tov by his friend or his relative. And not too much here making a Shvisa, therefore it's not difficult. The question is, there's no Erev Tchumen over here being done with Dvar Rishon. He's on his way, Erev Yom Tov, he's got to go back. Next says Master Beginner is the words of Gemara im Ovid Saifim. If he passed Saifim, so then the halacha is going to be that he can burn it in its place. He doesn't have to come back to Yerushalayim to burn it. Chesed explains, what is this Saifim? So Pesach Bagan Rashi explains, Shem Kfar is the name of a village, which is at a certain distance. The cost to read, but the refund is difficult, because Imkin, if that's the case, have a little name, then the Gemara should have said, Ukumidos al Charuach. And just like that distance of Saifim, in every single direction, because that's only in one of the four directions. Ketanim Perek Mishal Tamei, like the Gemara says, on the Tzadik Mon Beis, when it talks about Ezehu Derech Recheiku, what is a far place that a person was Erev Pesach that he wasn't able to bring the carbon Pesach? Min Hamadiyan Elochot is from Hamadiyan and further out. That's considered far. And Okumidas L'Charuach, we say, and that measurement in every single direction. So here, if it's the name of a place, it should have said L'Charuach also. So Rav Imri, the Re says, and the Tesefta in this sugya explicitly says, Ezehu Tzayfim, what Tzayfim? Harayva Ein Mafsik, it's if you could see, and there's nothing in your way. Pirish. Kamakam sub Yerushalayim, Shechel Reisim Hashem, any area around Yerushalayim that you could see Yerushalayim directly, that's considered Tzayfim, which is from the word Tzayf of looking. That's what it means. It's not a certain place, rather it's a certain distance. Ketanik says the master begins the words of the Gemara B'Sever of Ne'abira, and you burned it in front of the beer. This explains what is the logic in this, which we said that if you have similarly the meat of Kajum that became invalidated because you left Yerushalayim, so you got to burn it in the base of Mikdash, but if you already left, then the halacha is going to be, if you already passed Seifim, you could burn it where it is, you don't have to go back to Yerushalayim, but if not, you got to burn it, and you burn it Lefne Habir. So Pirshut Kodesh Rashi explains why. Kedam Perikol Shol, like the Gemara says later on Daf Chav Dalem and Alem, and Perikol Shol, it says in the Pasuk, but Kodesh Beis Yisarif, in the holy place, you burn the carbonas in the fire, which tells you, B'makom Echlos, Esrefase, the place where you eat it, and that's where you have to burn it. So therefore, you have to burn it in this place, if you didn't leave already too far. But for Kashi Lari, the refund is difficult. But eat their ice, if it's actually based on this biblical pasuk, Somali Avot Seifim, Mali Lo Avot Seifim, what's the difference if you passed Seifim, didn't pass Seifim, no matter where you went, you still have to come back and burn it there, because that's a biblical law. The Rav of Yishlam says what you can say is, Dimin HaTerah, the biblical Yochel is Seifim HaMal Koshchitz. Now you can burn it wherever you want to. Because the prepared Kol Shad, the Gemara over there, Leim Rabin does not include in this halacha that you got to burn it in a holy place. Elab Suli Kachik Kachim. It's only the holiest types of karbanos which became invalidated, of a mori kachim kalim, or the sacrificial parts of the kachim kalim, of a shar kachim, and all the other kachim from the chum zam which are eaten for even the non goyim, lemer bin that was not included. So masha tzicha chacham listroif hani dahachal of ne'abir. So then this that the sages did require to burn it in front of the beer. Hainu gzer, that's a rabbinic decree of the kachim kachim. But since it's a rabbinic decree, if you already passed seifim, then they did not require you to come back and burn it lef ne'abir. Next is the master. This begins with the Gemara of Nehabira, in front of the beer. So this explains what is this beer that we said that if you didn't leave already, you didn't pass Seifim, you have to burn the Nehabira. So Bezvachim, the Gemara Zvachim, Perak Tefil Yemen, the Kavdal Mabez, Pligi my beer. The Gemara Zmachlik is what is this beer? Am Rabba Bachanan Birchin, this is Mokim Yeshma Habais, it's a place on the Temple Mount, Ubir Shemai, and that place was called Bira. Whereas Rishlakasham, he says, no, Kalabais cool have a beer. The whole Temple Mount was called Bira, and if you could burn it anywhere there. Shemak says, Nepasik, Ela Bira Shachanaisi, to the temple that I have prepared, which is referencing to the whole base of Megiddo. The whole area over there in the base of Megiddo. Chinnik says, Master begins words of the Gemara, Machamim, the sages say, Besar Kodesh, because if it's regarding the law of Kachin that was invalidated to have to go back, that's only if it's the size of an owl. V'chametz begebeya, and v'chametz has to be even bigger, has to be the share of a kebeya. Just explain what's the reason why we differentiate, according to the chametz, between chametz and that of kachin. So I'm Rebbe, the Rebbe says, because Mepharash Rishon, the Rishon explains, Shem the Buster Kaidish, because regarding kachin meat, less like takanim bebitl, there's no other rectification, let's say, in nullifying it. So chmir, because so they were stringent that even if it's just the size of nullah, you got to go back again if you didn't go too far yet. Chametz, but regarding chametz, it's like takanim bebitl, there's no way to rectify it by just nullifying it. So although we require you to burn it, but like chmir, they weren't so stringent ad kebeya until it has the size of an egg. Sinek says, Master, begin with the Gemara Tanya, and the Brisa of Yehuda. Yehuda says, which Tosfos wonders that why didn't the Gemara bring from this Brisa support to Rav Chisda? Because the Brisa brings a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Bisi regarding the meal of engagement. Rav Yehuda holds it's voluntary, Bisi says it's a mitzvah. Rav Chisda explains the machlokes is only regarding the second meal. The first meal, according to everyone, is going to be a mitzvah. And then the Gemara brings this, brings a Brisa that's explicitly Rav Chisda. Tosfos wonders, it's a wonder, my loy maisi, why doesn't the Gemara bring Tana Malchi, although we learned the Brisa also like this, Mahach Da'acha, from this Brisa itself, Rav Chisda. In other words, that this Brisa, why is it just say Tanya? It should say Tana Malchi, because this Brisa also supports Rav Chisda. And Tosfos does not answer that question.